Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. Hey, a very warm welcome back. Solara here. And today we are going to be taking a deeper dive into all things law of attraction and manifestation. And we're going to be having a bit of a conversation that I think we've needed to have for quite some time. We're going to be looking at what manifestation actually is. Have a little chat about what it isn't and what it can and can't do for you and your life. There is so much amazing information out there. And the term the law of attraction has become increasingly popular, especially in the last kind of 15 or so years. It's even hit some of the mainstream media. People everywhere are understanding that the law of attraction can bring so much positivity into their life. Many people don't actually know what it is and how it works. So sometimes having all this information out there is fantastic, but it can also create a little bit of overwhelm and confusion. Now, if you're like me, in the early days, if you've been doing this for a little while, you may have treated law of attraction and manifestation a bit like a cosmic wish list, or you may have kind of repeated the term the law of attraction and used it loosely in your life, but without really understanding how it actually works. Now, what I love is the fact that the law of attraction has actually been scientifically proven. Woohoo! So it's not just this woo-wee stuff, even though when I didn't understand about the scientific side of it, I loved the woo-wee part of it, but I love it even more knowing that it's actually tangible. And many of us, we've heard the concept over and over again, but we don't really know how this universal law expresses itself in our daily life, how our emotions significantly impact our law of attraction, how our nervous system regulation and patterns impact the results that we receive, how our subconscious beliefs and patterns play a huge role in how we see the world and the choices that we make as a result. So today, we're going to be stripping it right back. But for those of you who are new to this journey and for those of you who have been doing it a little bit longer, so consider yourself a dab hand. It's always important to be reminded that the law of attraction is constantly working. So even though I've been doing this work for well over 20 years in my own personal practice of the law of attraction, I still need reminding from time to time because sometimes I feel like the universe gives me a big pelt around the head and I forget how powerful this universal law is. So whether you're a beginner or consider yourself a master manifester, there's going to be something in this for you. So like I said, the law of attraction is a scientifically proven universal law of energy. In Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field, she goes into a lot of detail and she speaks to quantum physicists and it explains exactly how it works. It's a fantastic book. I highly recommend reading it if you're a little bit more scientifically minded and you want to understand the more technical details of the law of attraction. But simply put, like energy attracts like energy. Or you may have heard the term thoughts become things, or what you think about will come about. And this all depicts the law of attraction very, very beautifully. However, there is more to it than that. So the frequency that you hold, which is made up from your beliefs, your emotional patterns, your nervous system regulation or dysregulation, your patterns of behavior, your beliefs in life and the world, all are constantly broadcasting out a signal. And a lot of this is just happening so subconsciously that you don't even know that you're doing it. Even in those moments that your mind isn't even on any kind of creation, you're emitting a signal to the universe. You're always emitting a signal. And yeah, thoughts play a massive role in what that signal emits, because what we think about definitely does play a role in what comes about. But what I've discovered is actually there's something much more powerful than that. It's our emotional body. If you think of what Andy Dooley says, he mentions feeling first, manifestation second. So it's all about feeling. And if on a subconscious level, we're feeling heavy and overwhelmed and put upon and in fear mode and not feeling good enough, valued or worthy from patterns when we were growing up, we're not even aware that we are emitting some of those frequencies in real time. That's why we can work really hard to try and get results. And sometimes we might get the result, but we're not able to keep hold of it. Or if we do keep hold of it, it's very, very troublesome and it's super hard work. Or we might get the opposite of what we want entirely. So remember, you are transmitting an energy all the time. And your energy works much like a mobile phone signal. You don't see the wavelengths. We don't see the Wi-Fi wavelengths. We don't see the actual radio wavelengths, but they're constantly sending and receiving energy. And so are you. So whether you believe in them or not, it doesn't change the fact that they are there and that they are operating. So your inner world works much the same. Always broadcasting, always interacting with life. And the signal that you hold becomes the experiences that you then end up attracting. So what is manifestation? We know that what the law of attraction is. I've done a brief overview, but what is manifestation specifically? A manifestation is the result of that broadcast. If you think about it, it's a bit like cause and effect. So something happens over here and then the effects show themselves over there. It's a little bit like that. So yes, wishing for certain things like your cosmic wish list is beautiful and it's fun and it's amazing, but the energy you come from is always going to determine where you're going. It's always going to determine the outcome. So if we're there and we're wishing for a wonderful relationship and we want more money and we want more health and peace and harmony, but that's coming from a place of fear and desperation and lack, that's the energy that we are coming from. And we will end up receiving manifestations based on that energy that we have been emitting. So if it was as simple as forcing a smile and pretending that everything is okay when it isn't, then that would be great, right? But it doesn't work like that. Manifestation is the natural process of your internal world, even the super, super subconscious part of your internal world, becoming visible in your external reality. So yes, your thoughts, your emotional patterns, your reactions, your choices, your actions, your belief, even your nervous system, and even all the expectations that you have, they all shape the outcomes that you experience. So you're always attracting. You're either consciously attracting from being in alignment through awareness and having done some of the deeper healing work, or you're unconsciously attracting because you're out of alignment. You're operating perhaps more from your wounds, more from your fear, more from lack, more from desperation, more from survival responses. And when these inner states, when you go on a journey to weed that subconscious mind and you bring into balance some of those parts of you that have been operating in fear and from the wounded aspects of self, that's when you become more regulated. That's when your nervous system creates and has more stability. And that's when you become more coherent. And that's when you are aligned with your desires. And you are then going to notice manifestations in your life that reflect your emotional seed energy that you have emitted. So to recap, when you're rooted in fear, which quite often can happen in some of the early stages of our life, how we are treated in our family, how we watch our parents or our caregivers either handling money or handling love and relationships, we're absorbing a lot of it all the time, and not just within our family unit or within our caregiver situation, through schools, through church. We're constantly being programmed. And we kind of get to a point in life where we are more programmed by external beliefs than actually ones that we have consciously chosen ourselves. As a result of some of these earlier experiences that we've had, we then are subconsciously protecting ourselves. We don't want to, of course. We want to experience the feeling of success and love and health and abundance and joy and peace and those higher vibrational emotions. But to your nervous system, they are going to be unfamiliar. And just because they're good and they're amazing and they can bring you great results and make you feel good, your nervous system still recognizes it as a threat because it doesn't understand it, it hasn't experienced it, therefore it can't be safe. So we even subconsciously protect ourselves from succeeding. And to get the outcomes that you desire, the outcomes that you deserve and desire, it's figuring out why we're going into this forcing mode, why we are pushing, why we are forcing, why we are desperate, like what fears, what limiting beliefs are running the show, and getting to the seed point of where they were inserted along the timeline of our life. Like I said, normally the earlier stages. And when we start to rewire and correct some of these illusions or mysteries, that's when we don't even have to pretend that we have it all together because we already do. We don't even have to pretend that we are fine because we really do feel it. We don't have to try and fake it, in other words. And yeah, I know you got that saying, you fake it until you make it. And there is some truth in that. I mean, if you have the ability to step into that actor, that actress role, and put yourself in a future timeline where you can feel all the positive energy of the future you that you are becoming, and you can create a safety in your nervous system by making this feeling as, connecting to that feeling as regularly as possible, your nervous system starts to feel safe with it because it's now becoming more familiar. So when it shows up, you're not going to be protecting yourself from it. That's why I love some of the positive visualizations and stepping into your future self energy. It's stepping into that energy with a real playful, with a playful energy about you. So kind of really enjoying what it would feel like. And from that kind of playful, creative, curious space, not trying to force yourself to feel something because you're so desperate to get yourself out of something. So those tools do work, and I'm a great fan of them. This is also about aligning your inner world with what you want to experience externally. I've kind of said that a few times already in different ways, and cultivating awareness of the deeper programs that are running the show, that are dictating what you are experiencing in your life. And with the understanding of the law of attraction and understanding your manifestation is a result of the energy that you are emitting, you can now choose to intentionally shift that, to not only become aware of it, but to rewrite it, to learn techniques and tools to help you overcome it. There's some brilliant ones like internal family systems. I love that. There's a great book. I can't think what it's called, but you can have a little look online. And also inner child work, it's been a massive game changer for me. And I use that in my coaching practice with some of my clients. And this can be the difference that makes a difference. When we're able to get to that part of us that is scared, that is worried, and we're able to reparent that part of us in the way that we needed, we start to create that feeling of safety in our nervous system. So let's have a look at what manifestation can actually do. The law of attraction can be one of the most positively powerful tools for your transformation. With the law of attraction constantly working, if you're not consciously using it in a way that you become the creator of your conscious creator of your reality, you're still operating within the universal law, but perhaps you are operating from that subconscious protection mode, which is why you have potentially experienced some of the results that you have been potentially experiencing. And of course, no doubt you're here because you want to experience more positive outcomes, more positive manifestations. That's why looking at the energy you're sending out is so important. Now, what the law of attraction can do is it can transform the way that you think. Because when you realize the power of your thoughts and what you think about will come about, and you've been focusing most of your life on what you don't want rather than what you do want, you're going to quickly want to learn to focus on what you do want instead of what isn't going right, what is going right. And instead of what goes wrong, well, what does go right? Well, what if this happens? Well, what if this happens? And looking at the positive opposite that everything that we're experiencing. This can also then impact the way that you feel. And the way that you feel always impacts the way that you behave and the actions that you take and the way that you respond to life. And what I love about all of this too is the law of attraction and understanding manifestation, it can absolutely transform your subconscious blocks as well. So it can bring awareness to them first of all. And then with awareness, you can alchemize them, you can heal them, you can transform them, and you can gradually rewire all of those old limiting beliefs. You can rewire generational patterns. You can rewire society programs, you have the power to do all of that. But it's so important to understand that a lot of where you have been is made up of beliefs that have been imposed upon you rather than ones that you've consciously chosen. So this is about you choosing to become this conscious creator and choosing differently. It works. I've lived it and I breathed it, and I work with hundreds, if not thousands, of other people that have lived it and breathed it too. It works. It's just knowing how to work with it in a way that's going to get you the results that you want. What I've also learned from manifestation and the law of attraction, this is another thing that it can do. It can help you to create that emotional safety in yourself, in your nervous system, so that you stop sabotaging the good that wants to come your way. So that success is a recognized part of your nervous system in a way that it's not trying to protect you from it. It feels familiar because you familiarized yourself with these feelings. And this is then what creates the success in your life. And what manifestation and the law of attraction can absolutely do with all of this work that you have done on your healing and your wounds and self-love and valuing yourself more, believing that you do deserve a good life. This guides you towards not only a healthy relationship with yourself, but healthier and happier relationships with other people too. So instead of having a tumultuous journey where you just feel like your nervous system's fried and perhaps falling out with people and in and out of relationships, that doesn't happen anymore. So it creates a lot more stability in your system. But remember, you do need to be an active participant in this process. I think some of the earlier teachings of the law of attraction would almost have you believe that you don't really need to do anything. You just kind of think happy thoughts, visualize all these positive outcomes, and then like magic, your life is going to change overnight. I tried all of that, and although I had a lot of fun and I did get some results, nothing worked quite as much as when I started embarking on this deeper journey and doing that deeper healing. So the law of attraction can also open up opportunities that weren't visible from your survival state. Because remember, we look at the world through the lens of how we're feeling. We look at the world through the lens of our belief patterns and our programs. So we never really see the world as the world actually is. We see the world through the lens of our emotional set point. So now that we've done a little bit of work on that emotional set point, now we're feeling a little bit stronger, more empowered, more optimistic. Guess what? The lens in which we view the world changes too. So now we're seeing a load of stuff that we couldn't see before. It doesn't mean it wasn't there, but now opened up to seeing opportunities and more growth and things, yeah, just things that we couldn't see before, basically. It can also help you embody a version of yourself who cannot just wish for this stuff. It doesn't just stay on a vision board perpetually. It actually becomes your reality, but you also become a version of yourself that can actually hold and keep the life that you want when it comes. And I think this is quite a sticking point for a lot of people because they do all the work and then it's very short-lived. So they might experience some results and then soon they feel like they're back at the beginning again. So when you understand this on this deeper level, you get to actually hold it, keep it, strengthen it, and grow it. And that's what I love about it. So what else can manifestation and the law of attraction do? It helps you to strengthen your awareness and your intuition. And I think intuition plays such a pivotal role in this whole journey because it's like your inner compass. We need to be connected to our intuition to know when we are heading in the right direction or not, to know when something is misaligned or not, to know that when we are creating from that space of love and peace and joy and pleasure rather than the other place of our wounds. So we need to be able to connect with our intuition and to read it. And that's what manifestation can do too, or the law of attraction rather can help us with that side of things. All in all, it can help expand your sense of possibility, excitement, feel a sense of, gosh, thank heavens, I'm not having to struggle in the old way that I used to struggle anymore. So it brings that sense of relief too. So not only do you feel more worthy and more empowered, you are going to start noticing the outcomes of your manifestations are better in so many different ways. Not necessarily because it's what you asked for either, but because The energy that you are now emitting is a higher frequency. You've become an active participant in the creation of your reality. And it grows you into the person who can create and enjoy and keep a great life. Remember, you don't just manifest from this cosmic wish list, although it is lovely and it plays an important role. You manifest from the energy that you are being, the energy that you are emitting whilst you are wishing. So that's all the juicy stuff of what manifestation can do. Let's look at what it can't do. Manifestation cannot override your trauma that you haven't acknowledged. It cannot override the grief that you haven't allowed yourself to express. It cannot create healthy love if your nervous system only recognizes chaos and is fear and protecting you from success. It cannot create health within your mind and body if you are people-pleasing or overgiving or you are consistent within your practice and within your healing. And it cannot bring abundance if your choices are still driven by either seeking validation or self-worth, or you're still protecting yourself. It can't break these patterns that you haven't looked at yet. It can't hand you a new reality while you're continuing to make choices from your old one. And the law of attraction doesn't bypass you being a human with human experiences, with real human challenges, and with real human lessons. It can't erase your history, but it can help extract powerful lessons from it so that you can grow from them and become a better version of yourself through them. And it certainly does not just override and rewrite and regulate your nervous system. A lot of it is down to you. You do need to be an active participant in this whole process. Because what the law of attraction does and what the manifestation and the results you are experiencing, they are simply mirroring what is going on in your internal world. And until you choose to change it, your survival programming will always override this conscious desire. Because like I said, your system is being very, very loyal to you. It's doing what it can to keep you safe. And this is where I've noticed myself and many people that I've worked with, where they just end up just preparing for disappointment. They end up pushing away what they want or experiencing fear-based outcomes. This isn't as universal punishment or self-punishment. This is as fierce, loyal self-protection. So you're being very loyal and doing everything you can to keep yourself safe. But what we need to do is make sure that what it is that we do want to experience becomes a familiar feeling for our nervous system so that when it comes, it doesn't feel threatened by it. And that's why focusing on who you're becoming, getting very familiar with that version of you, is a difference that makes a difference. There is a meditation that I have on Insight Timer when I'm guiding you into this future timeline where you can activate that future version of yourself. It's completely free. If you want to make a donation, it'd be very, very much appreciated and gratefully received. But it's there for you. So you can set yourself a little challenge. Well, maybe I'm going to do that kind of every day for like 7 days and just see how I feel. Because we want your nervous system to become familiar with that version. We don't need you to protect yourself and kind of block the good that wants to come to you when there's something that you can actively participate in to change. So the law of attraction cannot make choices for you. It can only show you the outcomes of the choices that you are making. It can't dissolve these generational patterns that we've been talking about. That's down to you. It can help you, but it needs your active participation. It needs your partnership between your healing, your choices, your energy, your body, and the universe then responding to all of it. And that brings me on to talking about most people, they try and manifest from their conscious mind. So this limited part of us, if you think of it about it a bit like an iceberg, our mind like an iceberg, we can see the tip of the iceberg, but the actual base and the main part of the iceberg is underwater. We can't even see that. And so people are trying to manifest from the tip of the iceberg, from this conscious mind. And that's the part that can visualize the dream and look in the magazine. So it's all important part of it. That's the part that can journal, that can visualize, that can script, that can set intentions. I love all of those practices. They do play an important role. And although they're good, and they can get you so far, you don't wholly manifest from that part. You manifest energetically more from the rest of the iceberg that is under the water, the deeper layers, the subconscious, where your nervous system is regulated to. Also, your emotional imprints, your emotional memory that still carries every single wound that you've lived through, that hasn't been seen, hasn't been heard, hasn't been loved back into wholeness. So these conscious creations, they say yes, but underneath it, your nervous system, your emotions may be saying a real big no. And your nervous system is pretty much going to win every time. All the other stuff works and it's going to get you so far, like I've said. This is the difference that makes a difference. So remember, what you experience is the manifestation of the energies that you are emitting. So it's simply reflecting what your mind, your body, and your spirit believes is safe to receive. And when your healing truly begins or hits a deeper spot, everything changes. The choices you make are going to be different. The actions you take are going to be different. Your emotional reactions will be different. Your sense of worthiness, your sense of value. You'll have healthier boundaries. You'll stop people-pleasing patterns because you don't no longer need to prove yourself because you already know your worth. And your relationship with yourself, with trust, intimacy, and possibility are going to go to a whole new level. And that's going to be mirrored back to you in the relationships that you have with other people. And your capacity to hold more without self-sabotage is what's going to make some of the biggest breakthroughs for you. So remember, your nervous system is a bit like a gatekeeper of all the good that you attract. If your body doesn't feel safe, you simply cannot expand. If you're living from survival, you'll unconsciously create what feels familiar, because even, like I said earlier, even success is a threat to a heightened, overwhelmed, and fearful nervous system. And this is why the deeper work is absolutely essential. Your body has to come with you into the life that you are calling in. And when your nervous system feels that sense of safety, that sense of trust, that sense of stability, it can relax, it can almost like exhale. And that's when your energy becomes more coherent, more effortlessly magnetic. So it means that when you do your affirmations and your visualizations and your scripting and your wish list, it's more fun. And it comes from a place of joy, of creativity, not desperation and need. And that's when everything starts to accelerate. Creating the life that you desire is not about controlling your life. Like I said earlier, you can be in control, which is something entirely different. Controlling is rooted in fear, and being in control is rooted in trusting the universe, in stability. It's about becoming conscious of the program shaping all of your decisions, your relationships, your emotional reactions, your patterns, and choosing differently one moment at a time. I love working with patterns and cycles, and they're not easy in some senses to break, and it takes dedication and determination. They're so worth it. It's understanding where you are doing this first, and then having awareness in your daily life of what is happening, and in real time, choosing differently. You just simply need to know what's running the show inside of you, and then committing to up-leveling, committing to becoming the next version of you. And yeah, that does mean that you're going to need to do a bit more work. The healing journey doesn't end. Every time you get somewhere, you want more. You want to experience more joy, more love, more prosperity. So you go on another healing journey. And once you've done that and you've gone on a deeper healing journey and you're experiencing more peace, love, and abundance, it's a natural state for us to want to keep experiencing more, which means we keep shedding away all the layers of who we're not. And when who you are being, in other words, the energy that you are emitting, matches what you're asking for, that's when your life is going to open up. And the outcomes you desire become more effortless, much more natural, and so much easier. And your inner and outer world begins to harmonize. And the life that you want becomes less of a fantasy that's no longer on that vision board, and more of a lived, embodied reality. And this, my friend, is the power of the law of attraction. And this is the power of manifestation. So it's not about bypassing and joining the happy, clappy Pollyanna club. It's about willing to roll up your sleeves and willing to look at what is underneath the tip of the iceberg so that you can move and shift some of that energy. And as you become that conscious participant in the life that you are creating, that's when the magic starts to happen. Manifestation is real, but it's not magic. It's not denial, and it's not about bypassing, but it mirrors your inner world, not your wish list. It amplifies your healing, not your avoidance. And it cannot override your nervous system, your patterns, or your trauma. That's something that you need to be an active participant in helping to heal and override. Thank you for spending time listening to this today. If there's somebody that you feel, oh, you know, so-and-so could really do with hearing this, send it to them. If you would like to like and share this on your social media, I would love your support in doing so. Let's see how far we can spread this message. If you would like to share a review on whichever platform you're listening on, I would really appreciate that as well. And like I said, there's free meditations on Insight Timer. If you want to donate, I'd be massively grateful for that. You can also reach me on Instagram. So let me know where you live, where you're listening from. I love hearing from you. And if you would like to go deeper into this work and you want to explore one-to-one coaching, perhaps that's something that you can reach out. I'll put everything in the show notes, all the links, and you can email me, solara@solarastar.com. And until next time, I can't wait to share more information that can help you become the conscious creator of your reality, where your inner world reflects what you want to experience in your outer reality. Anyway, for now, it's been absolutely gorgeous to be with you. I look forward to being back with you next time. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram @SolaraStar. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.